வந்தேகம்
The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 25th of December, 1975, in Sanand, India.
Bhagavan means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Absolute truth is realized in three phases. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Sabdate. Absolute truth can be realized in the beginning as impersonal Brahma, which is the objective of the jnanis, and next Paramatma, which is the objective of the yogis, and at last, the last word in the absolute understanding is person, the Supreme Personality of God. The ultimate issue is the Supreme Personality of God, just like we understand that in the sun globe, there is the Supreme Person or the Surya Narayan or the chief person within the sun planet. His name is also given in the Bhagavad Gita, Vibhushan. The Lord says in the fourth chapter, Imam Vibhushati Yugam Pratyavan Ahamabhayam. I first of all explain this science, this yoga system of Bhagavad Gita to Vibhushan, the sun god. Vibhushan manove prahu manu ikha kave bravi. And Vibhushan, the sun god, he explained to Mano, and Mano explained to his son in this way, by the disciplic succession, the knowledge has come down. So when we speak of jnana, knowledge, it must be learned from a person. So Bhagavan, the last word in the understanding of Absolute Truth, he says in this Bhagavad Gita. Vyasadeva specifically means here Bhagavan Uvacha. He does not say Krishna Uvacha, because sometimes Krishna is misunderstood by the fools. So, Bhagavan Uvacha, this word means whatever he says, there is no defect or deficiencies. For ordinary person like us, there are four defects. Brahm, Pramad, Vipralipsa, Karanapat. In the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna or self-realized person, servants of Krishna, those who have understood Krishna, for them there are no deficiencies, they are perfect. For this reason, Krishna gives the instruction, tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti tad jnanam jnanina tattva darshina. One who has actually seen or actually realized the truth, you have to take knowledge from there. So we have to approach such person. Otherwise, if we approach some speculator, we cannot get real knowledge. So those who are speculators, they cannot understand what is God. Therefore, they commit mistake that God is like this, God like that, there is no God, there is no form. All these nonsense things are proposed because they are imperfect. Bhagavan therefore says, apajananti mangamurha manusim tanumasit, because he comes for our benefit. in the human form, the fools and rascals consider him as ordinary person. If Bhagavan says, Aham bija pada pita, I am the seed-giving father. So, every one of us will know that my father is person, his father is person, his father is person. And why the supreme person or the supreme father should become imperson? Why? And therefore, we have to learn from Bhagavan, the supreme person, full knowledge. This Bhagavad Gita is therefore full knowledge from the full personality of God. We cannot change even one word in this Bhagavad Gita. That is folly. So our, this Krishna consciousness movement is following this principle. We don't manufacture any concocted things. We simply distribute the message given by the Supreme Personality of God. And this is becoming effective practically. You can see practically these Europeans and Americans, Australians, all over the world, they did not know 4 or 5 years ago, or say 10 years ago, since I have begun this movement, they did not know what is Krishna. Although Bhagavad Gita was being presented by so many Swamis and Yogis, not a single man became a devotee of Krishna. So, this presentation, because it is pure, without any adulteration, it is acting very nicely. Even the Christian priests, they become surprised when they see that these boys, their boys, they were Christian or Jews, they become surprised that these boys were never coming to the church, they are never interested in understanding what is God. Now, since this Krishna consciousness movement is there, how these boys have become so mad after God? The only reason is that we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. We preach that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna says also in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta parataram nanya kinchis asti dhananjaya. So, this is being effective. That if we really want to understand Bhagavad Gita, we must understand as it is presented by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This Krishna consciousness movement is the movement which was given to us by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction is this. He says, Amar agnay guru haiya taro ei desh. So he is asking everyone, especially Bharatiya, Bharat bhumite manushya janma haila ja, janma sarthak kari karo paropokar. So this Krishna consciousness movement is being conducted or was started by single-handed myself. If all the Indian sages and saintly persons, they take Bhagavad Gita as it is and preach all over the world, there is great, great demand for it. Unfortunately, so many persons go there. One big Swami, he says that Krishna means black and black means unknown. Of course, nobody cares for his speech. Krishna is going on forward. Everyone is accepting Krishna. But this is the most unfortunate thing, that our men go there to deprecate Krishna. Therefore, we should very carefully try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is presented by Krishna. Krishna says, Matta parataram nannat kinti dasti dhananjaya. This should be preached, that Krishna is the supreme, ultimate. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate. Even Brahma paramatma has also come from Krishna. Krishna is ultimate. He says, Aham adirhi devanam. He is the supreme of all the demigods. There is no need of worshipping any other demigod. Krishna says, kamastasta hitogyana jajante annadevata. Hitogyana, hitogyana means who has lost his intelligence. How he has lost his intelligence? Because they get from these demigods some temporary benefit. Antavattu phalam tesam tad bhavati alpamedhasam. So our real problem is that every one of us, we are the spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. We are struggling for existence within this material world. So manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karsat. Struggle for existence. Therefore Krishna says that your real problem is janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. We are eternal. We understand from Bhagavad Gita. Na hannate hannamane sarire. So, if I am eternal, nitya shasrata, then why am I accepting death? This is a real question. But foolishly, we are thinking, I am this body, and therefore we remain as an animal. So we should be interested to understand actually what I am, aham brahmasmi. That is real solution of all problems. This is called knowledge. But sometimes we are misled by misleaders. Therefore, we still remain in darkness in spite of cultivating knowledge. But actually, when you cultivate knowledge under the guidance of real guru, then we can understand Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlava. This is confirmed in the Vedas, Brahma Sangita. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Iradi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. So spiritual knowledge means to become Krishna conscious. This is the Saman Sarvaka. To understand Krishna, what he is, not that concocting, manufacturing, that Krishna is this, Krishna is that. No, as Krishna says, as Shastra says, what is Krishna? You have to understand it like that. So, sadhu shastra guru bak. It is said that we have to accept knowledge through saintly person, through shastra and guru. We have to understand. So Krishna is accepted by all the sadhus and acharyas. Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhyacharya, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all of them accepted Krishna, the Supreme Personality of all. So, acharya means one who has learned, taken knowledge from the shastra, authoritative shastra, Vedas. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is recommended, acharya upasanam. If you want real knowledge, then you must take knowledge from the acharyas or the acharya parampara. Then there is knowledge, otherwise it is ignorance. So, under these circumstances, whatever Krishna says, Bhagavan says, Sri Bhagavan uvacha, maya sakta manatpatra. The real business is to increase your attachment for Krishna. This is your real business. How we can increase our attachment for Krishna, that is explained by Krishna. Maya sakta mana prastha, yogam junjan madasa. The asakti, attachment, it has to be done according to the system. Adho sadhya. First thing is sadhya. Little faith that let us go to this Krishna consciousness movement and let us hear what they say. This is called sadhya. Then if you become interested, then sadhu sangha, those who are actually devotees of Lord Krishna, you have to associate with them. And who is sadhu? Sadhu is described by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Opite sudurachara bhajate mavanannava sadhu eva samantabha. He is sadhu. So the fact is, sadhu means unalloyed devotee of Krishna, he is sadhu. Shuddha bhakta annabhilashita sunnam jnana karmadanabhritam anukullena Krishna anusulanam bhakti ruttama. One who has no other desire than to serve Krishna favorably, he is sadhu. So we are sending all these sadhus all over the world, these European and American sadhus, because they have taken to Krishna consciousness without any doubt. And it is becoming effective because we have got so many expensive centers all over the world. It is not possible for me to go everywhere. But these boys, because they have taken to Krishna consciousness very seriously, they are doing very nice. And it is not difficult for them because we have given this, the English translation of this book. We have got at least 80 books of 400 pages and they are preaching very nicely. And by the grace of Krishna, you'll be surprised to understand that we are selling books not less than 1 lakh of rupees per day. So the preaching is going on very nicely. We request all Indians to take part in this Krishna consciousness movement and be yourself happy, be yourself guru and deliver all other persons who are in ignorance. And to become guru is not very difficult. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amaragai guru haiya taroyai desh, jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. You become guru, it is not very difficult. How? Because you have to simply repeat what Krishna has said, that's all. So Krishna says everything in the Bhagavad Gita, manvana bhavamad bhakta madhyari manga namaskar. These four things, if you accept, to think of Krishna always, to become devotee of Krishna, to offer obeisances to Krishna and to worship Krishna. These four things, if you do, you become Krishna conscious, a devotee of Krishna, and you can preach all over the world. This is not at all difficult. So, if you become sincere, seriously Krishna conscious, then there will be no difficulty, because Krishna says, Tisam satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam buddhi yogam dadamitam. If you constantly, 24 hours, remain Krishna conscious, manona, then Krishna is there within your heart. He will give you instruction, do like this. So Bhagavan is not far away from you. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhi sojo. He is staying within the core of your heart. But if you qualify yourself as devotee, he will speak with you. But if you commit offenses, thinking Krishna is ordinary man, then Krishna will never give you instruction. So our request is this Krishna consciousness movement, that you study Bhagavad Gita. You don't require, because Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all Vedic knowledge. Vedaishta sarvai ahameva vedam. Vedas means if you are actually a student of Veda or Vedanta, Ved-Vedanta, then the ultimate goal is to understand Krishna. And if you cannot understand Krishna, however big Vedantist you may be, you remain a fool. This is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. Thank you.